From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Date. Imagine you're a park ranger hiking your territory when you discover a grove of trees unlike any you've ever seen before. That's exactly what happened in Wollemi National Park near Sydney. The trees were huge, yet had fern-like leaves, sort of like a pine, but not quite. So the ranger took a sample to some scientists, who were also baffled, until one compared it to a fossil tens of millions of years old, and it was a dead ringer. Very dead. This tree had supposedly gone extinct 2 million years ago. Yet, miraculously, just outside Australia's biggest city, this grove had survived, undetected. The so-called Wollemi pine became a media sensation, but scientists were so worried about human impact or fire, they kept the grove's exact location a secret. Researchers studying the pines found them unique indeed. Each tree has multiple trunks, which can reach over 100 feet tall and live 1,000 years. A fungus within them produces Taxol, an anti-cancer agent. Each tree has both male and female cones to reproduce sexually, or asexually, when the roots send up new shoots. With only 100 individual trees left in the wild, researchers sent saplings to botanical gardens to prevent them from actually going extinct. A success story for endangered plant species. And a reminder that new scientific discoveries await for those who take the time to observe. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin with the generous support of Kay and Scott Sheffield and the Hildebrand Foundation. To hear hundreds more Earth Date episodes or to support this program, visit earthdate.org.